Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday. I know you think it's Monday, but it's not, because Monday was New Year's Day, and this is New Year's Day plus one, but because we can stretch the clock and stretch the calendar, I think maybe we ought to spend, Jay, some time on what it's all about this new year, 2024.
My goodness.
I know. Bunga bunga. Yep, it's January 2nd, 2024. It's the Good Day program continuing into the new year with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, James Collins is at the controls in our studio. The absolute best program we can do. So as we say hello to new people, we get ourselves onto stations like WYOH, Youngstown, Ohio, starting the new year with us. That's a good thing. Hello and Happy New Year. How long is it appropriate for us to say to each other, Happy New Year? Is it a one-time? This week, okay.
If you haven't seen somebody, I don't think you need to say, I don't think we need to say it to each other every single day, but I think it's okay to continue to say Happy New Year for the rest of the week to people.
All right.
Anyway,
so we will do that. You can set the rules and I'll follow them. How's that? I will follow you wherever you go. This is sometimes difficult for people to wrap themselves around what seems to be impossible. It's a new year already. I want the old year to last a little longer. I don't know too many people who thought that was the case. I spent New Year's Eve down with some friends in Florida, and it wasn't, we were all thinking, okay, as were most of you, I'm sure, thinking, this is a new opportunity, new beginnings, new things, new resolutions. The ill-fated tradition of creating resolutions. The situation. All right, so James Collins is in our control room in the studio, the main studio in Dallas. So what you have made a resolution or two or three, and what has been the outcome in past years of you doing New Year's resolutions there, pal?
You know, standardly, it's the standard stuff. Like, you go to the gym, work out, get a new body, all that kind of stuff. This year, though, I'm doing it. I'm going to the gym.
And for you.
I'm supporting my partner because she's going to the gym a lot to kind of, get better, get healthier, and I'm going to support her by going with her. So, yeah.
Good. That's good.
It helps a lot to have someone to go with you. That is
absolutely support.
Yeah. Accountability partners, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, all right, so there's confetti. We'll throw confetti in James's direction, Jay. What about you? What sort of noisy crowd support do you have for whatever it is that you did to ring in the new year?
Ringing in the new year or as far as resolutions?
But oftentimes people, they attach the New Year's resolution to conversation on New Year's Eve. People say, I know we had this conversation to a point. All right, so what are you going to do? The older you get, the less you do of this, by the way, I think.
Oh, the goals and stuff, yeah. My goal for this year is actually to find my sense of style again. I used to be super stylish, and then in the last 3 years, I've been living in leggings and T-shirts or leggings and sweatshirts, that when it's time to actually get dressed, I'm like, what am I supposed to wear? What fits my body? It's just the goal for this year is to find my sense of style again. Not just wear clothes, but style clothes.
So maybe I'll do a gift you a session with my daughter-in-law, Sophie. You follow her on Instagram. You know what she does as far as being a style queen.
She's a stylist.
Yeah, she is. So maybe you can do that. I was looking at a Forbes survey of resolutions. In reality, most of us slip away, or let's say the the resolutions slip away. That's not news. 6% of resolutions are the fruit of your labor by the time you get to next year at this time. 6% of you will have fulfilled what you promised you would do for yourself, with yourself, at the beginning of this year. So if the hourglass, remember, what is that, what was that soap opera that begins with an hourglass?
Oh, Days of Our Lives, yeah.
Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
All right, well, listen, the Days of Our Lives will last 2 to 3 months on average. And listen, break, if you have goals, break the tradition, break the rules, or break something, and this time next year, maybe you've got some stellar statistics to focus on. There are so many people at this time. I found this to be with the folks that I was with over the weekend, very optimistic and hopeful. They think that, they have new intentions and they're going to stick with them. And so that's the thought that you have. I'm doing a disservice here by suggesting that people don't follow through. Why don't I just turn it around myself and say, I don't really make resolutions. I just, because it's fraught with danger for me. But I think there's an opportunity for all of us to remember what it is that we didn't like about last year, and there are many things that most of us didn't like about last year, and then there's a glass, we raise a glass, cheers to the new year, and resolve to make it a better year. That's kind of what I've done. There are people who, we were using the term casual promises. You're under a casual promise to yourself. You're under no legal obligation. You're just going to do something because it feels good or it feels right. Here's a couple of things that I saw with people sending us notes. Sharon says, I made no resolutions for the new year. The habit of making plans, of criticizing, sanctioning, and molding my life is too much of a daily event for me. So I just don't. Let's see here. Zach says, my New Year's resolution was to stop saying, you go, girl, to myself. John. He says, my wife challenged me to make New Year's resolutions I can keep. So I'm determined and committed to becoming fatter, lazier, and older. Oh, congratulations. John, let's see here. Mark says, now is the accepted time to make your regular annual good resolutions. Next week you can begin paving hell with them as usual. And John says, I set out a box of donuts just to see how many New Year's resolutions I could mess with. That's a good idea. Right? See if you can put the donuts on the table and try to stay away from them. I find donuts very hard to stay away from. Do you?
I do not care for donuts remotely, but I don't really have a sweet tooth. I'm not super into sugary stuff. Give me salt any day of the week.
Really? All right, let's see. Dieting on New Year's Day isn't a good idea, as you can't eat rationally, but really need to be free to consume whatever is necessary moment by moment. How many of us had that? I had a couple of really good meals in Palm Beach over the last couple of days. It was great. They're like three-course meals as you go up to get closer to New Year's. I didn't make it. We were done at 10 o'clock, but it started at 6. So you can imagine how it spread out over the course of the evening. Anyway, keep your resolutions if it's important to you. This is a time of year when we are focused also on the first new babies. There were 3 babies here in Boston, according to the Boston papers, who were born exactly at midnight. So that's a sweet new year, right?
Yeah.
Bring in the new year with new babies. There's always going to be this, two big hospitals here, Brigham and Women's and Beth Israel, welcomed 3 babies. Margarita and Roberto of Dorchester, as we say here in Boston, Dorchester, 6'5" Selena, came into the world. Let's see here. Eileen and Andrew DeRoma, welcome to 7-pound, 15-ounce baby named Emily. got two older sisters. And let's see, there was one other one. But you know what? Just think about, this is the story here locally, but there are tons of these babies and...
No, this, I mean, this is a national story. This is one of those things
right
that
at
every
the stroke
year there's always
of midnight.
That. Yeah, there's always that one baby, the first baby to be born at the beginning of 2024. And this year, there were three that were all born at the exact same time. They were all the three first babies of the year.
Very cool, huh? Yeah, that's something. And what is this year and what do their lives hold in store for them? Something, I'm not necessarily making it a rhetorical question, but think about all of the things are ahead of us. And
like astrologically speaking, too.
Yeah, right. The population of the world has increased. And so as of today, 8 billion, just shy of 8 billion people live on the planet. I remember when I was a kid, the population of the planet was... like 4 billion. It's doubled in the past 70, 80 years. Wow. And this is one of the conversations that we had at dinner about how, you know, we were talking about all of the illegal people coming into our country. We can't seem to manage. We don't seem to have the leadership, not only here but elsewhere. The world's too big. And then you wonder, okay, what's going to happen? Because the natural progression of things is that the earth will take care of itself. There was a big earthquake yesterday in Japan. I don't know what it was on the Richter scale. It was like 8.1 or something. And the western part of Japan, although a series of islands, and that's where, when the earthquake took place that destroyed the nuclear power plant, that was on the east side of Japan. When that took place, was it about 10 years ago? How long ago was that, Jay? Do you remember? And that
if I recall, 10, 15 years ago, somewhere in that vicinity.
Right. And they just cleaned up from that. And so now this, on the other side of Japan, tidal waves and tsunamis and things like that. Imagine that island is the most popular. In the New World Order of things, there are those who refer to that area of the world as New Asia. I wonder what that will see as we move into the new year. Yep, there it is, 2024, 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BREAK to 321-321. That's BREAK to 321-321.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour in the new year. Happy New Year 2024. Jay and I wish you a happy new year filled with a lot of laughter and a lot of love and a lot of your dreams being fulfilled. That's a great wish and something to hold on to as we move ourselves. Maybe some of you are going to move. This year is a new job, maybe new people in your family, maybe a new love, whatever it is. It's good stuff. Let's keep it going. Billy Joel, one of our most prolific popular singers, has done very well over his life. And so he's got a big mansion on Long Island that he has decided in the new year to sell. I'll tell you how much he's selling it for, what the listing price is, and some of the other stuff. He did a New Year's concert, and so he's been talking a lot about what he wants in his future. I think he's about the same. No, he's 74. I'm going to say about the same age as I am. At any rate, what's the future hold for Billy Joel in the new year? We'll talk about that after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Uptown Girl, crank this up, will you please, James? Can't sit still for this, right, Jay?
No
way. So he's got a big mansion on Oyster Bay on Long Island.
This is like a compound, a 26-acre compound. This is massive.
Yeah. Big, huge house. He said, I don't need to live here anymore. He's talking to the audience. I'm going to sell my home. He's got a place in Sag Harbor,
I know my way around Long Island, kind of, but I don't know too much about where. Anyway, not important to the story, probably. Just the fact that one of his plans for the new year is to sell this big, sprawling mansion that he has, and the price tag he's asking $49 million. For a house that he paid a mere $22 million for when he bought it 22 years ago.
A way to turn that profit.
Yeah, right, exactly. Not that he needs it, but you know what? You just do smart stuff and you do it. So he has a home in Manhattan. Yeah, right. Well, he's got a bunch of places around. Anyway, he was over the weekend during the Auld Lang Syne. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Old. It's not old. It's old. Most people mispronounce that. Auld Lang Syne.
A-U-L-D.
Yep. Anyway, it was the end of his residency at Madison Square Garden, too, right? Or is that still going? There was something in the news about this last year that he was going to end. He's been doing it for 10 years. He goes once a month into Madison Square Garden, and every time he goes in there, it's filled. And yeah, the premium, the average is like $200 a seat for this place.
But what a great residency. I believe it. He has announced that it will end, but it ends in the summer, June or July, something like that.
Yeah, right. All right. So, at any rate, it's nice to know that he's there and that he's still performing because he brings a lot of joy to a lot of people. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 30 people are confirmed dead in the aftermath of the Japan earthquakes Monday. Residents in West Central Japan were seeking higher ground after the 7.5 magnitude quake triggered tsunami warnings, which have since been lifted. There have been strong aftershocks, and rescue teams are trying to search for survivors in the rubble of homes and buildings. About 33,000 people were without power. Some areas have giant cracks in the roadways, making getting the injured to hospitals difficult. A fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii, resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man. The victim retrieved from the waters off Maui about 11 a.m. local time Saturday and transported to a nearby hospital. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries Sunday morning. In response to the incident, Baldwin Beach Park and Lower Paia Park were temporarily closed but have since been reopened. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, no tomorrow, Tuesday today.
Sounds like Cat Stevens to me. Crank this up there, James, will you please? Welcome to Tuesday on Good Day.
I will learn to understand. If I have a helping hand, I wouldn't make another demand all my life. Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know?
What's your philosophy of life as we wrap ourselves around what the day is all about, what the week is all about, what the month is all about, what the new year is all about. Have you come up with, maybe as part of your New Year's resolutions, you got a bunch of goals, and with the goals, though, it's important to have a philosophy that supports whatever the goal is, right? If you just have, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, why do you want to do that? That, if you have a philosophy that supports whatever it is that you're thinking you want to do or change about your life, that'll help you go a long way for this, whatever this is, to be philosophy, mm-hmm. to be successful, right? Philosophizing in your life.
Yeah.
I think this is a good move, frankly.
Being the why of anything is always what makes you succeed.
Yeah, right. The whys and the wherefores. Again, what James was saying is he's going to support his girlfriend and go to the gym. Okay, that's cool. Yep, nothing wrong with that. The new year, I'm looking at the calendar right now, Tuesday the 2nd. I like paper calendars. I know a lot of you depend on your device, and you've got all your things scheduled. And if you look around my office and you look around my studio, you'll see notes. I probably should take a video of this, and you can post it, Jay. I have a calendar right beside me here of important events, and I have commercials, and I have stories, and I have pictures, and I have things on the computer screen, because there are, if you depend on one thing, maybe this is somewhat philosophical, if you put all your eggs in one basket, no matter what, however that presents itself in your life, everything is all in one basket, it sometimes becomes disappointing, because you've got different aspects to your life, so if everything's in one basket, if you wrap your life around your work, for example, or you wrap your life around a relationship, or you wrap your life around some other reality, and something happens to burst that reality, then where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's something to question, something to think about. So anyway, I'm looking back in the history of the calendar. The earliest means of measuring days and weeks goes back, as near as I can tell, 10,000-12,000 years. Timekeeping, like the clock, I tell you it's 34 past the hour, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They adopted in ancient Babylonia a way to tell time. And then the Egyptians, and to a point the Romans, evolved into being able to use, what do they call that dial that you put? There's a dial that sometimes appears. The sundial, thank you. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Romans first started using that. And then all that stuff kind of slowly came into what we have as a calendar today, charting the moon, and that's how we got into understanding separate seasons. The old stalwarts were pretty sophisticated, given the fact they don't have the tools for measuring that we do today. I was, for example, Saturday I had somebody come in to do an appraisal of my house and for the bank, and so I'm walking around with this lady, and she has an iPhone. She's taking pictures of the rooms. And she's got this other little device, looks like a little camera. And in that device is a way to instantly measure how many square feet. Within a second, it'll tell you how many square feet in that room.
Oh, yeah, the laser. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, there's all that stuff around. So now we go back, though, to centuries ago, millennia ago, when people still wanted to know, we refer to it as the passage of time, I think. But when you think back to how they did it before there were really clocks, before there was electricity and batteries and stuff. And, you look at this, really pretty amazing what the first calendars are all about. The first calendar was in prehistoric Scotland, as it turns out, and it goes back to before 8,000 B.C. It was discovered in a place called Warren Field, and I had breakfast yesterday with a lady who grew up in Scotland, and we were talking about this. That's how I kind of come by what they did. They had 12 pits that contained wooden posts representing the various months of the year. And they somehow put them into these pits and aligned them with the horizon so that they could track the phases of the moon. I can tell you, I don't begin to understand this. I'm not a math whiz. I don't understand geometry. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't understand trigonometry and all the other stuff that goes with it. I'm fascinated to see how people who have been curious about the time, who want to know, we want to keep track of where we're going. But think about it. Think about the order, I guess that's the thing, the order of the universe, right? The fact that we have 28 days in a lunar cycle, the moon is perfect, it's going out of its phase, it's a beautiful clear sky here where I am, and you can still see, although the days are getting longer, and you can still see the moon. and whether or not the moon is getting closer. There's a study that's been released about the moon's movements and whether or not it's getting closer to the Earth. You know, there are apogee and perigee. Because the moon goes around the planet, but it doesn't go around in a circle. It goes out further, and it comes in closer. Thus, in the fall, we see these bigger moons. Right, exactly, because the moon is actually closer to us. And these people back 10,000, 12,000 years ago figured that all out, and they used it to be able to tell the time. It's really interesting. If you look at the NASA website and see a picture of the Earth now, there are more and more reasons. The way that you take a picture is like anything else. You know, you have your good side and the bad side. There are angles in which you take a picture of Earth, and it isn't a round sphere. It's a pear-shaped. And one of the things that's coming out now, and research is being done by examining the core of the planet, is that there is a feeling that, like about 3 billion years ago, another planet collided with our planet and created that was one of the things that started to push the planet was water, all water at the beginning, and then it started to form land masses, and the creation or the explosion that occurred from the other planet bashing into our planet. You wonder if that's true, how come it didn't knock it off its orbit, right? Wouldn't you think that there'd be, that's what I think of when, you know, you look at that asteroid that killed everything 65 million years ago and had such an impact, but it didn't affect the Earth's orbit.
Well, it seems like it was relatively small for considering the impact that it did cause.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, you look ahead and think, ay, ay, ay. What would we do to ourselves? I guess this is me being me today, thinking about what happens if we are dumb enough to have the ultimate war. And I don't even like to have this thought in my mind, but, you know, nothing survives. Nothing of what we know of the planet. Sooner or later, it'll scrub itself and come back. But if you don't understand what happens, go to the NASA website and look at some of the things that they have discovered as a result of what happened when the dinosaurs roamed the Earth, and one day they did and the next day they didn't. So anyway, that has not to do with calendars. I'm being somewhat philosophical and hoping that in the new year we can get our minds out of these places, out of this warlike mentality we have to fight with everybody. So the calendar, back to this, as we look at the first part of 2024 and understanding how we have this in terms of history, most of the history that we study is the brief history of, let's say, our country or the recent history of the peoples that have been on the planet. We haven't studied much about the history of the planet itself. Right? Did you study that when you were in school, Jay? The history of the planet?
I feel like we did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like we did that for every single grade. It was just you learned a little bit more and more with each grade.
Yeah.
But like most other things, it's hard to recall. You know, when you really think about everything you learn in school over the course, the entirety of what you learn, it is astounding some of the things we remember and how much we truly forget. It's like, it's not sensory, it's information overload.
Yeah, I guess that we expected to remember. The first calendars, by the way, were all in Roman numerals. They weren't in the Roman numerals versus who's responsible? Is it the Greeks that were responsible for the numerics that we use today? Roman numerals, you know, are X, V, I, and all that stuff that nobody ever, we tried to learn that in school, nobody ever remembered. I can kind of figure it out, but you got to really kind of think about it. But imagine all of the original. Yeah, that's right. What is the Super Bowl this year? What number is it? Do you remember?
That's a very good question that I cannot currently recall.
So in terms of where we are keeping track of time, not to belabor this, but I just find this fascinating, and hopefully you do too, otherwise you're going to go back to bed. Stonehenge in England and there's a corridor of other Stonehenge-like realities as you move across from the southeast of England to the northwest. The southwest of England to the northeast. I took this trip once, visited 10 of these Stonehenge-like circular stone arrangements that were put together 3,000-4,000 years before the Christian era. And now you look at the way they followed time, in essence. They used the moon, or not just the moon, but the celestial bodies that are there to track time. And so there's a Babylonian calendar had a 12-month year and a 7-day week. That was the first one. You know, how is it? Do you even believe or understand? It used to not be 7 days in a week. They didn't even know what a week was. And they didn't know what season. They knew there were different seasons. But, for example, the ancient Egyptians, there were only three seasons with them, not four. And so then you fast forward to Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar. They're the ones responsible for the 12 months. Used to be 10 months in the Gregorian calendar.
Well, yeah, especially when you look at October, November, and December, the first three letters of their names mean 8, 9, and 10.
France had a calendar with 10-day weeks during their revolution. That's back in the 1790s. Nobody could follow that. Anyway, just some facts about where we are as we begin the new year here in Good Day at 48 after the hour.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now, 53 after the hour on January the 2nd, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Time for our first report of the year for the food, farm, and family folks. We celebrate National Buffet Day. Should have been yesterday. I had one of the best buffets yesterday. There's nothing better than those little potato chips. Not chips, but you know how they cook them in the fryer and little teeny ones? Man.
Breakfast potatoes?
Yeah. Fun.
Or what are they, home fried or something like that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little cooked in the right oil. Yummy. Anyway, it's National Buffet Day today to recognize this dining destination. Those of you who have taken advantage of our Las Vegas promotion, I think they have the best buffets of any place in the country in Las Vegas in terms of a collective. Every hotel's got a buffet, and they're usually yummy. And so today we celebrate those selections that are available. Sometimes it's a good meal, sometimes it's all desserts, sometimes a little of everything. But who doesn't like a good buffet? Honestly, right? The hotels and restaurants you go to, and some people say, I don't want to go to a buffet. Those are cheap restaurants. No, there are buffets at all levels of restaurants. Starting back in the 19th century, during the expansion of the railroads through Europe, the first buffets were known as smorgasbords. Right? Am I pronouncing? I've always wondered whether.
Yeah, which I feel like we still use that word today.
Smorgasbord. All kinds of different things that you can enjoy. The Swedes, though, were the ones who popularized the smorgasbord. Now it's the buffet, so enjoy. Yum, yum, yum. All right, the usual recalls of the day. Those of you who are new to the program, this portion, on this part of the program, are here to help the connection between food, what you eat, the farm, and the food you eat, and, you know, your family's dining habits, much as anything else. We always have a we have returned to two recalls here. Rickett Mead Johnson Nutrition has recalled batches of how do you pronounce this? Nutrimogen? This is an infant form. This is a powder
infant
for baby. Yeah, for babies. They say it's the dietary management of some of the cow's milk has been in question. I don't know what you do with that. It's powdered milk. You take the water out of the milk and it becomes powder.
And whether, did anybody here grow up on powdered milk? People who couldn't afford real milk would buy powdered milk, and it's still around today. Have you ever used it or seen it, Jay? Powdered milk?
Not regular powdered milk. I'm only familiar with the baby formulas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's more or less the same sort of thing. Anyway, all of this stuff has been recalled. So if you've bought anything, you know what? Just to be sure, if you don't really know the name, bring the infant formula. If you have powders that have formula, would you advise that we just have people bring them back to the store and get their money back?
From any brand?
Well, this brand here looks like it goes further than this. I don't recognize this brand at all. You know, I would tell you that it's probably related somehow to Gerber or some other company. They probably make the baby formula.
Yeah, I mean, there's like over 657,000 formula cans of this that are in the recall. It's probably not as well known of an easy name as Similac and what's it, Enfamil and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to just say, like, hey, if you have baby formula, period, take it back. Just at least do a Google search and see if the specific one you have is on the recall list or not.
Yep, that's a good idea. Here's another recall. Valley Meats in Coal Valley, Illinois, recalled thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of raw ground beef because of E. coli. Inspection services have found this. So if you've eaten any of the products that have come from Valley Meats, you should probably go to your doctor and find out whether you got food poisoning or not. I mean, you're going to know it by the way you feel, much as anything else. You'll recover in a few days, but still you'll be pretty, unless you got a lousy immune system, and then you're in for a cruising for a bruising, life-threatening things. These have been really bad management. I mean, how do you do this? This is a 12-pound box that has Angus ground beef patties in it, and they have all the numbers. I'm not going to give you the numbers. You list all these anywhere on the website, don't you? The Food Farm Family website.
Yes, foodfarmfamily.com. Yeah. Now, I always get confused on which is worse, E. coli, Listeria, Salmonella, botulism.
Listeria is the worst. Salmonella next, E. coli. Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, botulism. But, I mean, botulism and Listeria are about the same. Botulism just sounds horrible. Doesn't it? Think about it. Botulism. All right, nothing to mess with, though. Make a New Year's resolution to make sure you're eating a healthy food and good source.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.